Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are. Here I am. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself, staying on track, following through with the promises that you've made to yourself, building that trust in yourself. One more day of your daily discipline, your daily ritual to check in, allow me to come into your life. I really appreciate that, to poke and prod, ask you questions, make you think about your life. This is your life, gosh darn it. Your thoughts, your actions that all lead to that quality of life that you want, all those feelings, emotions, achievements, accomplishments, all the ones that you know that you want, even the ones you don't even realize what it is you want. You know, I have the privilege of coaching so many people all over the world, and I've been doing it for a while. And it's so interesting to me. And also, as I go through my own journey in life, I talk about it a lot, whether you pick up on it directly or not. I talk about my journey, how I just was so convinced that what I wanted was this achievement and these feelings and emotions that came along with it. And I worked very, very hard. I sucked it up. I persisted, got knocked down 9 times to get back up that 10th time and accomplish and achieve that goal or whatever it might have been, only to realize that although I really appreciate that journey, everything that came along with it and that accomplishment, that, you know, what I was really looking for wasn't what I thought I was looking for when I started that journey. And maybe you can relate to what I'm saying. And so many of the people who I work with doing this for so many years, for 25 years, being a student of life, a student of personal development, peak performance, why we as people do the things we do. I see that so many times with the people who I coach. That's the reason why they come to me is not the reason why they come to me and they figure that out somewhere along the line. And I know that going in, I know that sometimes in myself that I have to figure this out along the way, along the journey. Now, as a coach, you know, it's very important to me that when they come to me that I don't make any assumptions about what people really want. It's a journey that everybody goes through. I give them what they want, what they come to me, and it's something that they usually figure out just by going through the process. And with the one-on-one coaching, I help them come to that realization that maybe they would have never come to all by themselves, or talking over their life with their mate, their significant other, or friends, because their friends, you know, they're thinking about their lives or they're not skilled and have talked to people about their lives on a massive type scale to see the commonality between we as people. And so they'll listen and support. And if you're going down the wrong path, I guess, with your thinking, right, you're going to end up having to go through it alone because, you know, they're not in a position really to help you. Something that, you know, you're going to just have to kind of figure out along the way. And that's just the way we all are going about it, unless you were to get some skilled, you know, help in doing that, reminding you of what it is you really want. That's why during this Morning Connection podcast, I'll ask you over and over again, what is it that you really, really want? What is that result that you're after? What are those feelings and emotions that you are really after? And are you compromising? Are you curbing that appetite to go for what you really want by short-term feelings and emotions, right? And although those feel good and you achieve those things, was it something that you really wanted at a deeper level? And again, I just pose the questions. You allow me to poke and prod and, you know, here we are, Morning Connection Podcast, number 190. You know, maybe I've been asking that question ever since, I don't know, podcast number 101. And now by you stepping up, being in that state of mind, right, as close to a level 10 as possible during these podcasts, since you're here, you're stepping up and living with that anticipation that there's something that I'm going to say that's going to just stimulate, you know, that thought, get you more clear. And now here we are at Morning Connection Podcast 190, and boom, you get it. You get it. Or it's marinating in the back of your mind right now, and, you know, well past when I end this stretch at Morning Connection Podcast 200, it's 3 months later, there's something that goes, ah, I get it. I get what Skip was talking about during these podcasts right now. And that's great. That's the process. We all want it sooner rather than later. We all want to achieve those feelings and emotions, those goals, those achievements sooner rather than later. If you're like me, they never seem to come quickly enough, no matter how hard I work. I think that's all part of the process. It's that angst. It's that those standards. It's that self-imposed pressure that you put on yourself. That's what's going to eventually make them actually happen, then rather being just what may seem to you just so patient, so you may even call it lackadaisical about achieving your goals. That's why they never seem to happen, right? So living with that angst, that pressure that you put on yourself, it's like that double-edged sword. Maybe it feels a little uncomfortable right now, but that's what's going to assure that you actually use all your talents and resources and abilities. You figure out this combination lock, this puzzle, this Rubik's Cube in a manner to finally make it happen. Today, as I do this podcast, it's Father's Day. And I'll tell you, I love doing this Morning Connection podcast. I love connecting with you. I love fulfilling my vision. That's to help you have a higher quality of life. And the sub-goal for that is that I look back on my life and look back on all the things I accomplished, also all the pains that I've had in life, things that caused me a lot of angst. And I think about, wow, I wish I would have known these things earlier in life. I wish a mentor would have come into my life earlier and set me straight. And if one did come into my life, I wish I would have listened to that mentor a lot more closely. You know, speaking of that, all the things that I come to realize in life that make the biggest difference, I can't help but notice I was exposed to those answers, to those life challenges earlier in life. I just wasn't in a position to absorb it, to see how it related to me and take action. But when I come to these big breakthroughs, these epiphanies, aha, and it just changes the direction of my life in a positive way, I can't help but notice that somewhere earlier in my life, somebody did tell me that, or I did witness that. I just wasn't out of place. So we want those things to happen to our lives sooner rather than later. And part of what I get out of these Morning Connection podcasts is I want to be that force in your life, that mentor in your life who slaps you on the side of the head and makes you realize something that would have taken you years of pain and frustration to realize. And I want you to get that sooner rather than later. That's part of my vision. Part of why this is so powerful to me is it makes me step up. It makes me break down life and makes me analyze all the lessons that I'm learning, because I have to have material to talk about. And this is a great way for me to get my mind straight, get my mind clear here at 4:30 in the morning on this Sunday morning when I am putting this podcast together for you. I've been starting off my days 6 days a week doing this. It makes me really think. It makes me really step up. On Morning Connection podcast number 189, the one that I did just 2 days ago, I asked you the question. Pretty much I asked questions. I didn't have a lot of answers because I think this is an area that, you know, I need to take a look at and make steps towards improving, is how much do you celebrate in life? Are you the type of person, you listen to this Morning Connection podcast material and you're just going, going, going? And maybe for you, it is for me. This is something I realize in myself. I love this whole process. I love the challenge of, I don't know, doing 100 podcasts in a row when I feel like it, when I don't feel like it. Not only just doing the podcast, but stepping up and producing something of value where I can look back and go, wow, look at those string of podcasts that I put together. 100 days in a row, whether I felt it or not. And man, every single day, man, I don't know if I was at level 10 every single day, but man, I pushed myself. All right. I improved the sound quality along the way. I improved the marketing and the flow and the system. I mean, I get so caught up in the game of life, loving the game of life and the challenge and the puzzle. And in some ways, that's my celebration. That's just how my mind works. And I don't just say, hey, that's the way I am, and hey, I run at optimal efficiency doing it that way. I ask the question, would I be more effective and efficient and even achieve at a higher level if I were to stop and celebrate my victories? Maybe if I produced at a higher level and those resources, they were not only to help my family and my lifestyle, but to fund celebrations. Maybe I would produce at an even higher level. But I realize that this whole game, this whole challenge is such an exciting celebration for me and all by itself. But more importantly than dealing with me, it made me think, and I was doing this right on the podcast itself, is, well, who cares about me? Celebrating, whether it's, a trip or something expensive, material possession, although that may not be important to me, and again, whatever number you put on that scale from 1 to 10, if I value the journey and achievement, accomplishment, piece together and connection, all these things, that's my celebration when I piece together a dream, a vision, one step at a time. I realize, okay, there's a lot of great things that come with it, and I'm probably using the language of describing it in such a great, passionate way. How can that not be a great thing, right? I do realize that in every direction I go in life, there are positives. Obviously, how I am describing it, I see it as a real positive thing. At the same time, I realize there's a downside to everything that you do. Hopefully, you love what you do so much that you focus on the positive, and the downside doesn't affect you. You're not constantly always challenged with what the downside is. Then you're doing something great, because everything, like I said, there are positives and there are downsides to it. And so I don't necessarily look at the downsides, but I force myself during Morning Connection Podcast 189 to look at that. And could I achieve at a higher level? But then I stopped thinking about me and I thought about, my wife, whatever number I put on that, celebrating material possessions, special trips, however you describe it, take the time to celebrate. Just put a number. That's a 5 for me. All right. And again, is that power? Is that a great thing? I guess it could be either one. But I thought about my wife, what her values, what's important to her, what makes her happy. And, even if it's not as important, I know why we're such a great match. And I know how she lived her life even before she met me, that those numbers are probably similar. At the same time, though, if just say I'm at a 5 and she doesn't make it a 10, right? And I have the feeling that, if you're a person to connect with me and to love this podcast and you can tolerate the sound of my voice, you're probably a lot like me to some level, but and not a 10. Oh, I got to have material. What's the worth life if you don't have the toys? Life is about when you die, how many toys you have, or whatever, however that saying goes. You're probably maybe not like that, but it may not be a 10, but it may not be a 5. It may be just say a 7.5. Well, there's a big difference in the way the person would live their life if celebration was more important at a 7.5 than a 5, they would live their life totally differently. It doesn't seem like a big difference, but it's not black or white. There are shades of gray, and that little bit, 2.5 difference, can make a whole lot of a difference. And it just made me really think, is that I need to ask my wife about that. And I did that during our podcast yesterday. I did that right on the air, something we talked about that night too. I got from her that it's higher on her scale of importance, celebrating, doing those special things. So yesterday, taking from the lesson that I learned, made me think from this podcast, we went on a trip. Now, Saturdays are one of the few days that I take off from work, if that's even the case, because I do a podcast with my wife on Saturday, so there's an hour and a half there and then another half hour in production. So probably still working 2 hours, but that's pretty much the day that I take off. And my sister had something that must have been very important to her, because she said, hey, she's a competitive show horse rider. And so she sent an email early that morning to the family, hey, if you want to come out and visit, do this show. Or she's had other shows, and she never did that. So I must have figured that this must be important to her. And so I said, hey, this would be a good chance. You know, it's about an hour drive in this beautiful Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area that I live in, that, you know, I don't really know how much I take advantage and see. So, you know, I pushed myself out of my comfort zone. It would have been nice to sit back and rest that whole day, pushing myself from early in the morning, late at night, all during the week. And that's what I normally do on Saturdays, and spend time connecting with the family without being distracted so much by work. But I said I had to push myself out of my comfort zone. And my wife, she's been taking care of our baby, you know, 10 months straight here, you know. So I did it, you know, for her, packed up the car, and then we went to the something totally new. I've never been to one of my sister's horse riding shows. And then we made a loop around, and we had a lunch or an early dinner in the beautiful part of San Francisco, in Tiburon, and right off the water, in this, you know, kind of this hot spot, casual spot where a lot of people go, and, you know, took the baby, made a whole day out of it, right? So a lot of driving, something that I really haven't done. It just made me think, you know, here we are at Father's Day, and it made me think about, you know, how my parents, my father, my stepfather, right? I had a father, and probably explain some things that drive me so much, and also probably the challenges. I have my stuff, just like I know some of you may have your stuff. And, you know, I have a stepfather that came in my life at the age of four, and I really didn't know my father probably when I was younger, I guess, and then just met with him, I don't know, 5 or 7 years ago, which was in no big deal, very anticlimactic, that whole situation. So my father's, you know, he's my stepfather, has been my father in my life. And it just made me think about how my parents packed us in the car, and we had all those day trips to the beach, to Disneyland, to all these different things. And, you know, thinking back, you know, I don't really know. I was a kid in my father's value, but they couldn't have wanted to do all those things all the time. They did it for the kids, right? And you know, so appreciative being an adult now, and you know, you have your stuff, your journey. If you're a father, you know what I'm talking about. Yet it's about you making your man formation be the best you can be, and then you've got this extra layer of responsibility, whether you accept it or not, to be such an example, to put your kids first. And I got a taste of that, and it's a responsibility that I gladly take, you know. And being in this position right now, it's a lot of years and a lot of pain, heartache, a lot of working on me, and I really appreciate this position. But it really made me appreciate my stepfather a lot more, and all the sacrifices they made, and whether it's with their personal time and your life as a father isn't about you. It definitely shouldn't be about you. And it just made me think about, you know, my man formation, all these things that I've talked about to you for years about becoming the best you can be, and, you know, all about the reasons why it's important to you to do that. Yeah, I'm looking at that whole situation a lot differently now about becoming the best I can be. You know, I tell you, I coach men all over the world. I have been for years, and being such a student of people and people's journey and the stuff that goes through their head, I realize so many things occur in their childhood, their perception of life, their perception of their parents, and the love or the connection that they did or didn't have, or all the events that happened. They were processed from the experience, the insight, the brain of a child who had no perspective of how life really worked, and that gets ingrained into your nervous system. You carry those things with you for your entire life. And I mean, I can just think of the men that I work with, as all of them carry baggage just about from, you know, I'm not saying they all love their fathers, But they all interpret a situation because these are just men, 25-year-old men, 35-year-old men going through their stuff. And if you're 25 or 35 and you're a father, I mean, you're going through your stuff right now. You're trying to make the best out of life. Keep your mindset happy and fulfilled, your own personal, in addition to becoming that great father and example. So you can empathize, you know, with what your father probably went through, but it's things about, you know, I always use this example is that, you know, if you're a child and your father just bust his tail to provide the best options for his family, for you. And as you know, if you're a father going through that journey, you know, there's a certain amount of stress involved, time management involved. There's your energy allotment, your energy management involved. It's not necessarily an easy process. It's a challenge you take on, hopefully joyfully and willingly, and you're not going to do everything right. And you know how much energy you might come home in a bad mood? You may be traveling all the time. Your intentions may be rock solid to provide for your family at the highest level. Unfortunately, we as children, we don't understand all that. And we may see those same events as, man, my dad was never around for us. Or my dad seemed always sad, or there's nothing I could do to please him. He was always in a bad mood. And it may have had nothing to do with you. Maybe your definition of what a bad mood was as a six-year-old child, it's not even true, but it's understandable. And we all carry our stuff from, you know, our dad doesn't support us, or, you know, if it was, you know, a father and he got divorced to our mother lately, and then, you know, it seemed like he put too much attention to his new wife, maybe. And then if she had children, if they had new children, and how that affects a child. And, you know, and I think as older you realize, oh, wow, my dad is, you know, he was single at 27 and divorced my mom. And, you know, who knows what that situation was like. And, yeah, good for him. He went on with his life. But it doesn't feel that way as a kid. You feel as though you should just have all the attention, right? There's so many things that he was too hard on you, where, man, he may have just been just totally loving you, helping you create the man that you are right now, to listen, be the type of guy to listen to this type of podcast. But that's not how we perceive it as a kid. So I guess what I'm saying, no matter how great of a man you are and you strive to be, you know, you're probably going to pass along some stuff to your kids, no matter which way you go. But it's just because, again, you know, they're just processing stuff, 5 years old, 6 years old, that unfortunately they're going to take for the rest of their lives. And it's just a misinterpretation of how life works. And then when they try to logically think about that when they're 25 years old, it's still not going to work that way. So I want to, you know, absorb, you know, some of that burden from you, that it's not your fault no matter how great you're doing. That's just how it all works. And if you think about it, that may be how it works for you now. And but there are tons of things, and maybe it's for you too, that you just remember about your dad, all the great stuff. And maybe you don't appreciate it. This is a great day for you to think about that, but also your man information. And I'll tell you, whatever my man information to myself, my own achievements, the results I want, and all this stuff that we talk about in this Morning Connection podcast, man, I realize that, you know, my job, you know, as a father is just to provide as many awesome memories, to understand love, you know, and just to become the best man I can be. And, you know, so I was thinking, well, what would that be? Knowing that I won't do everything perfectly, even if I were to do it perfectly, you know, it won't be perceived as perfectly. You know, the best thing that I could do is just be on this journey of self-improvement. You know, love myself, but also love the journey to become better. Be happy, be enthusiastic, live with passion. So they see that from me, my children see that from me. Love life, love the journey, be gritty, right? Resilient, gritty, you know, never give up, tenacious. Because I'll tell you, no matter what options you provide your child with, there's always more and better that they're not going to be able to have. And there's always going to be a lot less too. But it's, you know, how they interpret it and what they do with that, right? They're better than most. They don't have it as great as others. It's always going to be that way. And even if they have it great as others, they wish that they had the simplicity of the child that didn't have all the options. Again, it's kids. It was you trying to interpret life events without the life experience at 5 years old to interpret. Those things are going to carry on for the rest of your life. Even with therapy, it's still going to be ingrained in your nervous system. And you can't think your way out of it sometimes, you know. It's going to be that way for your kids too. But grittiness, that's going to help them get out of every situation, see the positive of every situation and work towards to make it better. That's what I want my children to see in me, that I don't give up, that I love life. I love the challenge. That's probably the best thing that I can do, provide them with the best options. Now, I'll tell you is that then if you're, you know, really struggling through life and you're a man, I'll tell you the worst thing that you can do is bitch and complain and cry about it and feel sorry for yourself in front of your kids. Share your deepest, darkest problems without solutions to your kids. Be depressed in front of your kids. Now, I know depression sometimes is it's a chemical imbalance. Well, go get help. Take medicine if that's the case. But sometimes you can whip yourself up into that state for your kids' sake. You don't want them to be feeling sorry for you, and you certainly don't want, you want them to be better than that. You know, and another thing is that, you know, again, I'm just saying there's only so many things you can do except for be your best, work your best. And so these are the things is that is to love their mother, you know, love my wife. Just see that love and that devotion and resilience and let them witness that because they have that love for their mother. And they have to see that in me. I've got to make that a priority no matter what is going on in my life. I mean, that is easy for me right now. But I know that there's always going to be challenges in life. It's just so important to see that stability. If there's anything that I talk about, it's just to stay with my wife, make it work, make that a top priority. Not for me, not for her, even though I do believe that's so important, but do it for our child and our future children. It just creates this stability that, and this trust that they just assume that people stay together, people work through it. You know, I'll tell you, it's like, you know, I live in California where there's earthquakes, right? And, you know, every time there's an earthquake, a big one, you may get used to it. And if you live in other parts of the world, how do you ever get used to that? Well, you kind of do. But when you first have the earthquake, it's like, oh, my God, can I ever go in a four-story building again? Or what would happen if, you know, I was driving on a bridge and this earthquake, what would I do? You go through all those thoughts in your mind for the next day or a couple days or a couple weeks, or, you know, life is shaky now. You have to think about all these situations that you never would have thought about. There's so many things you're going for in life, right? Just trying to be happy, trying to accomplish this. Now you throw in this thing that there's an earthquake. I can get swallowed up in this building or swallowed into a river going over a bridge, right? Life was complicated enough with all that distraction, right? Well, that's what we do to our kids when you break up that foundation of parenting and that stability. They carry it for the rest of their lives. And instead of just looking forward and accomplishing, there's all these things that will people follow through? Will people be there for me? Now, they don't realize that. You may not realize that if you're from a broken home. I talk about this a lot, as how Warren Buffett, the billionaire investor, when someone asked him what is the number one secret to success that you've witnessed, and he said, well, the biggest secret to success, what's most important, or the quality, it wasn't about, you know, anything about investing, is that you have a father and mother who love each other and who stay together. I just think that from what I've witnessed, what I've experienced, with helping so many people around the world for so many years, especially in this whole bodybuilding and training world. Many of the people who go for that structure and that seclusion from people, and whether they realize it or not, there's a lack of trust. Trust was broken. You know, whether the parents broke up, someone broke their trust with molestation or some other type of trauma, and it's that seclusion. And you know what they want so badly? To have love and connection. They just don't trust it. They don't realize it. And they see the world, well, of course, why would you trust this? But it goes over to business and friendships, whether they realize it or not, because they couldn't just assume trust that people were going to come through. Look, I understand that people don't always come through. But you know what? Without putting your faith and trust in people, you're never going to have the quality of life, right? And when parents break up, it's just that, I tell you, is that you just create a whole level of things to worry about that you never had to worry about before. All right? It's like, you know, you got enough things to do and you're going to worry about being swallowed and, you know, this building is going to collapse. I mean, don't you have enough things to worry about with what you're there in that business to do, whether it's connected with people with business, right? That's what it does. And I just think about one of the biggest responsibilities, you know, I have taken from Warren Buffett, is to love my wife, to treat my wife. I just make a point to kiss my wife in front of my daughter. You know, I just think it's so important. And maybe it's just a level. It's this responsibility, what your real responsibility as a father. You know, as we go through our stuff and we make our man formation, maybe another layer to push you to become that man that you really want to be is for your kids. And if you are, I know I have a lot of guys who are, you know, 21 years old, 25 years old. That's something for you to really think about. You know, before you even get married and have children, as you're dating and you're looking for future, your wife and what's important, especially if you had a foundation that wasn't stable. You may want to get therapy. You may want to get coaching. You may want to get help from an expert who can set these things straight. Because you might say, hey, Skip, what are you talking about? And, you know, what if your wife's a really bitch and she does this and she does that and whatever? Shouldn't you get divorced? Yeah, I mean, I don't know those particular situation, but they sound awful. And of course, I guess, but if you aren't working on yourself, you have to understand that you created that situation. You made choices. You didn't qualify the person. Now, if you may have not had the ability to qualify that person, and if you think about it, what was your girlfriend like before? And why get rid of this wife that you've had children with when you're just going to get divorced and be into that same pattern with the next one instead of hoping, right? You may want to get therapy and do whatever it takes, no matter how painful whatever your situation is, to make it work just for the kids' sake, just for your sake. But again, you know, as your big brother, as your father figure to the young guys, work on yourself. Make your man formation right now so you make better choices. It's, you know, look, if you're with a bad girlfriend, you're with a bad wife, you have to take responsibility that you chose that wife and you develop the culture and the frame of that relationship too. But again, on this Father's Day, just, you know, have better memories. You know, understand if you have some challenges with your father. Appreciate him. Appreciate yourself as a father. Step up, make that man formation the tremendous responsibility. Your kids are watching you. And again, I realize you can do everything perfectly. Kids go through their stuff. They don't have the perspective. But at the same time, put that extra layer of accountability on yourself. Do it for your kids. That's why I feel this tremendous responsibility to produce at the highest level, provide the options to get in a car when I don't feel like I'm going to make a million trips to Disneyland and wherever, to the zoo, to the petting zoo, to whatever the experience is, because yeah, that's a responsibility that I feel. A lot of pain, a lot of hope, a lot of great times that I'm working towards. Just some thoughts right here on Father's Day. Hey, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that? thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? Let's take 3 seconds right now and visualize that accomplishment, achievement, that thing that you really want that's going to take months, if not years of you stepping up to make it happen. What are those results that you really want, the real results that you really want? Is what you're doing right now, is what you're doing throughout your day, is it the highest and best use of your time, the most effective and efficient use of your time to get that result, that long-term results and feelings that you want? All right? Is it the highest and best use of your time? All right, guys, happy Father's Day to you fathers out there. Say hello to your fathers. Wish them a happy Father's Day. Maybe with some of the empathy that maybe you never really considered before you listen to this podcast. Wish your fathers a happy Father's Day. Hey, thanks for listening to me. Let me get this these feelings and emotions off my chest. Hopefully made you think. Maybe it was helpful to you. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.